Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. I am not sure what episode this is. I have been MIA for a while. I think my last recording was in July. And I just feel like I didn't have anything to say. I was doing a lot of reflecting, a lot of, you know, inner work, and I did not have the words to say anything, but I am back. I have the words now. So let's just call this episode one. How about that? So I'm just going to share a little bit about my journey since July. It is presently January 2024. And, you know, I've just been learning a lot more about myself. You know, I thought I knew myself, but I just learn more and more every day. Figuring out why I do the things I do, why I respond the way I respond to different things. And it's just helping me, giving me a lot more freedom within myself, if you will. And I'm so glad that I'm on this journey, to a realization of who I am now. Who I am, who I was 5 years ago is way different than who I am today. And just embracing that, you know. I used to be a perfectionist. I think I still am a little bit, but it was way worse before. I mean, all or nothing kind of person. And I realized, you know, playing the piano since I've been playing the piano since I was three, and learning music consistently, you know, that stopped me from being and doing a few things, you know. Now that I'm older and I don't necessarily take lessons, I am seeing who those things emerge. So basically, when I used to play the piano consistently with the teacher, learning, you know, practicing new music every week, these things that I see popping up now, I'm like, where are they coming from? But it's because I wasn't learning new music and, you know, immersing myself in those things. And I am realizing that, you know, I need to handle these things before they handle me. So there are three things that I've learned over the past 3 months. So August, September, October. It's been a couple months. So the first thing, and I think, you know, everyone can do this, is to know what you believe about yourself. What do I believe about myself? And I seriously had to ponder and go back to my childhood and, you know, go in my Bible and pull up the truth about me, you know, how I was created. I was created for a purpose. I was created to, you know, bring glory to God's name. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's my favorite verse of all times. Somehow along the way, I stopped believing those things. And you know, what you believe is how you act and it's how you behave, and it projects how it's how you feel. So I had to check myself and check what my belief system was. The second thing that I've learned about myself over the past few months is that I need to love myself well. I'm still working on this, but you know, I went back to my childhood trying to remember what I used to love to do. And you know, I live in the Sunshine State, Florida, and we have theme parks. Like that was my childhood, going to different theme parks. You know, we had family members who worked at different parks and different places, and we were there, and I knew Disney like the back of my hand. Roller skating, riding bikes, you know, water parks. This is what I love to do. So I had to go back to that, you know, and I love it. I enjoy it, and I'm teaching my kids and, you know, exposing them to that. They love it too. They love it so much. The third thing is know how to take breaks from busyness. So I suffered big time from this because I was just so busy. And I mean, I thought I was not as busy as I actually was. And when I did an analysis of my time being spent, I was really busy. I wouldn't say I was wasting my time. I just maybe could have been using my time more productively. So it's important to know yourself and know what you love and do what you love, and also take time away from busyness. Don't just be a busybody. You know, actually make it meaningful work, meaningful relationships, meaningful adventures that, you know, will impact you in the long run. So in an effort to, you know, take breaks from my busyness, every Friday I decided I would, you know, either go out with a friend, maybe go out to eat, just something to do for a couple hours just to take my mind away from everything, you know, get the mental break that I needed because I had a lot in my head and I just needed a mental break. So to recap, know what you believe about yourself. Be confident. Be sure of that. Know how to love yourself well and know how to take breaks from busyness. So that is what I essentially have been doing over the past few months. It has been working wonders because I feel more peaceful. I'm not keeping everything in my head because I do that. I overthink a lot. And, you know, I'm just enjoying living again because when you just go on constantly on the go, those things can be pushed to the back burner. So I just wanted to share those things with you about my journey. So why you haven't heard from me, but thank you to those of you who are still listening. You've been listening to some of my older episodes, and in future episodes I will be sharing with you, you know, a couple things that will be different. I'm excited to go into a kind of a different area, but never forgetting my music. I can never forget music. It's always going to be embedded in anything that I share on here. So thank you again for listening. I saw some new listeners in Guatemala. Hola. I saw, you know, just listeners all over the world. And it warms my heart to know that you have found something of value, of use, and, you know, something that you can take away, something that you can share, something that you can use and apply. And thanks again for taking the time, and I will see you next episode.